Strange day. Strange days in general. I had a very rough night last night. Feeling like I've got my own personal version of a swine flu, but it's most likely just a very, very, very bad cold. You know what it's like, man flu and all that. But, yeah, restless, head full of snot, weak and feeble, dosing myself up on various medicated hot drinks. And I'm going to be taking another one in a minute before going to bed. Hot and cold, hot and cold. Every time I go for a walk the dog, I go into some kind of feverish sweat. So I probably should be taking it easier. But I got a visit today from the guy I call my dad. I have called him for most of my life, although he would much rather be called Roger. And his girlfriend. Wife, sorry. They got married a while back. Forgotten all about that. And it was a nice visit, a very pleasant visit. First time he's come over to see the baby. He lives in Wales. And full of ideas as ever. He's always has harebrained schemes, but today it seems that, you know, he's actually got quite a good one. Other than that, he's got a farm and does outdoor pursuits and all the rest of it, but he kind of hates it. Hates people in general, to be honest. Hates a strong word. Doesn't really like society that much. Calls, even though he's English, calls coming to England over the Welsh mountains visiting hell. But he's in his new little Mazda Bongo, funnily enough, something I was looking at the other day. And he's off in search of an interior, camping interior, I think. He's not at the moment. He's actually off in search of somewhere to sleep the night because not liking babies much. He'd rather camp out in the middle of nowhere, sleep in the van, than in a house with a screaming baby. Which isn't screaming right now, but might be shortly. He's a technophobe as well, so hates the internet, yet uses it reluctantly, and now uses it on an absolutely fantastic laptop that Jeff says from Twitter sent him over from America, which really, really has changed the way he kind of looks at tech, because this is actually easy to use, he says, rather than his old massive boxy Pentium 3 computer or whatever he had in his shed. And this tonight he mentioned his idea to me, and it is a good idea, so I'm not going to mention it publicly until, you know, he kind of decides to run with it. And within a couple of seconds I've bought the URLs for the idea, come up with a slogan, thought of a logo, researched courses that enable this idea to happen, and shown 5 or 6 different examples of how this idea is being put into practice, and he's completely blown away. I guess most people out there are scared of technology and scared of the internet because they don't understand, you know, even how to Google stuff effectively and properly. And I know that this will all change. The more we get au fait with the intricacies of this massive amount of information out there and how we filter it. So I think the last thing he said tonight was, the internet's amazing, isn't it? Instead of, I can't understand why on earth you would spend your whole life doing this, that and the other and involving yourself with technology, da da da. And he's still probably waiting for society collapse, to collapse, so. Yes. I spoke to Mike Sizemore today and he told me he had this cold for about 3 days and the worst thing was his head wouldn't work and he couldn't focus. And I'm knowing exactly what he means, so I'm going to switch off, I'm going to slow down and hopefully get asleep. And tomorrow it's a brave new dawn, not in the Aldous Huxley sense. But hopefully I'm going to wake up feeling crisp and shiny and new and well. We so do not appreciate when we feel well. enough. I so focus on when I'm ill, on how ill I'm feeling, and I always promise myself when I get better, remember how good it feels to feel better. So I'm promising myself that. And I'm off to bed. Sleep, the great healer.